Let's get down to business. Taking a look at Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average up 92 at 20,504. It's another record high close for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Oh boy. Whenever the Dow Jones Industrial Average hits a record high close, we have a celebration here at the Money Radio Megaplex. Money Radio Symphonic Orchestra plays the celebratory theme. Money Radio staff gathers in the control room. Lately, we've had the staff from 1580 AM The Fanatic joining us. They just went on air yesterday. They think we're crazy. They like the cookies, but they think we're crazy. All right, who do we got? Doreen, Renee, James, Wes. Okay. Marcus and Kevin and some of the folks from 1580. I don't know everybody's names yet. Kay Ray, good to see you. And The Rock, good to see you. Okay, so everybody lights the... Well, you can use the flash from your phone if you want. Technically, we use candles, but if everybody's ready, who's leading the procession today? Renee. Very good. Start the procession, Renee. And just like that, they're gone. Down in the Money Radio Bistro, also known as the Break Room, they will find a lovely selection of Girl Scout cookies. Yeah, I'm still paying for that. Doreen's kid is going to have record sales. That's all I can say. It's costing me a fortune. And there they go. They're gone. Dow Industrial's up 92 at 20,504. Four consecutive trading sessions with record highs for the Dow. Also, the S&P 500 up 9 at 23.37. That's a record. NASDAQ Composite up 18 at 57.82. That's a record. Russell 2000, small and mid caps, up 4 at 13.96. That's a record. Yield on the 10-year Treasury up 4 basis points at 2.47%. Oil up 28 cents at $53.71 per barrel. Gold up $3.30 at $1,229 per ounce. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen testified before the Senate Banking Committee this morning, part of her semi-annual two-day testimony to Congress. Yellen said the labor market is basically where the Fed wants it to be, and inflation is just a little lower than their target, but headed in the right direction. She said waiting too long to remove accommodation would be unwise, potentially requiring the Fed to eventually raise rates rapidly, which would risk disrupting financial markets and pushing the economy into recession. At our upcoming meetings, we will evaluate whether employment and inflation are continuing to evolve in line with expectations, in which case a further adjustment of the federal funds rate would likely be appropriate. Now, she went on to say the Fed expected 3 rate increases this year, and they might hike in March, maybe. It's live. That doesn't mean the Fed will definitely raise rates in March, but apparently the Fed wants that option. Now, normally, Yellen talks about downside risk, but today she seemed more concerned about the upside risk. She told members of the Senate Banking Committee, "The economic outlook is uncertain and monetary policy is not on a preset course," adding that changes in fiscal policy or other economic policies could potentially affect the economic outlook. She went on to add, "It's too early to know what policy changes will be put in place or how their economic effects will unfold." Well, we know that President Trump has promised details of his phenomenal tax reform plan within the next couple of weeks. So she just confirmed the Fed economist will be paying attention. Yellen rebutted President Trump's claims that the banks aren't lending. Trump has targeted the Dodd-Frank Act as part of his quest to roll back regulations, claiming the regulatory reform prevents banks from lending. Well, Yellen shot down those claims, saying commercial and industrial lending specifically surged after the crisis, rising 75% since 2010. Yellen mentioned a recent survey from the National Federation of Independent Business in which only 2% of respondents cited access to capital as their greatest obstacle. She said U.S. banks are stronger than their foreign counterparts, which makes them more competitive, and it is reflected in record earnings for U.S. banks. Dodd-Frank is making life difficult for banks, but the truth is banks are lending plenty of money and companies are not starved for capital. Two-year note yield jumped to as high as 1.25% from a low of 1.18% earlier in the day. The 10-year yield rose to 2.5% from 2.43% before her remarks were released. The dollar rose after Yellen's comments, hitting a high last reached January 20th. During Yellen's testimony, stocks flipped between small gains and losses but started carving out fresh intraday highs as the testimony wrapped up. Confirmation from Richmond Fed President Jeffrey Lacker. Now, he's a longtime proponent of tighter monetary policy. Lacker says the Federal Reserve will likely have to raise interest rates more rapidly than financial markets currently expect, given that any new policies by the Trump administration, while uncertain, will force the Fed's hand. Producer prices at the wholesale level, rose more than expected in January, recording their largest gain in more than 4 years. The producer price index for final demand jumped 0.6% last month. That was the largest increase since September 2012, and it followed a 0.2% rise in December. Despite the surge, the PPI only increased 1.6% in the 12 months through January. The gains in PPI last month largely reflected increases in the prices of commodities such as crude oil. National Security Advisor Michael Flynn resigned his position, apologizing to Vice President Mike Pence for misleading him about his conversations with Russia. Retired Army Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg named as acting National Security Advisor in his stead. In better news for the Trump administration, Steven Mnuchin was confirmed as U.S. Treasury Secretary after winning a Senate vote 53-47. Mnuchin's to-do list includes tax reform and how to handle economic cooperation efforts with China, Mexico, and other trading partners. Tens of thousands of Northern California residents remain in shelters as engineers work to shore up a crumbling overflow channel and drain the rain-swollen reservoir at the Oroville Dam before new storms sweep into the region later in the week. Residents below the dam were ordered from their homes Sunday when an emergency spillway that acts as an automatic overflow channel appeared on the brink of collapse from severe erosion. Aetna ended its $37 billion takeover of Humana after deciding not to appeal a ruling by a federal judge who blocked the health insurer's combination on antitrust grounds. Companies came to a mutual agreement to terminate the deal, and Aetna will pay Humana a $1 billion breakup fee, works out to about $630 million after taxes. Cigna and Anthem filed the paperwork to terminate their proposed merger. Then Cigna filed suit against Anthem, seeking a $1.85 billion reverse termination fee and more than $13 billion in additional damages, which includes the amount of premium Cigna shareholders did not realize. Hologic said it would acquire medical aesthetics company Cynosure for $1.65 billion. That deal comes a day after Botox maker Allergan said it would buy Cynosure's rival Zeltiq Aesthetics for about $2.5 billion. Cynosure makes products used in non-invasive body contouring, hair removal, skin revitalization, and women's health. Restaurant Brands International, owner of the Burger King and Tim Hortons fast food chains, has approached Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen about a possible acquisition. Popeye's shares jumped this morning in New York. Restaurant Brands and Popeye's have yet to agree on a deal price. and there's no certainty negotiations will continue. PSA Group, the French automaker, they make Peugeot and Citroën, said it was in discussions about a possible acquisition of the European brands Opel and Vauxhall from General Motors. PSA and GM already produce some vehicles together. A South Korean special prosecutor's office is seeking an arrest warrant for Samsung leader J.Y. Lee. He was questioned for 15 hours yesterday, part of an investigation into a graft scandal that could topple President Park Geun-hye. In January, the special prosecutor wanted to arrest Lee for paying bribes to win the state pension fund's support for the merger of Samsung, CNT, and Chiel Industries. Japan's Toshiba said its chairman will step down, and the company booked a $6.3 billion write-down to its U.S. nuclear unit, a write-down that wipes out its shareholder equity and will drag the group to a full-year loss. Toshiba rattled investors by failing to release its earnings on schedule, saying initially that it was not ready, then announcing later that it needed more time to probe its Westinghouse nuclear business after internal reports uncovered potential problems. Phoenix-based Freeport-McMoRan cutting production at the world's second-largest copper mine in Indonesia. That follows new restrictions on copper concentrate exports imposed by that country. Apple closed at $135.01 per share, surpassing its record closing high from yesterday, which surpassed a high from February 2015. It's enough to push the market cap above $708 billion. The stock is up more than 15% in 2017, gaining nearly $100 billion in market cap in just 6 weeks. Perhaps what's even more impressive is the move from its 52-week low in May. The stock has rallied about 50%, gained more than $200 billion in market cap in just 9 months. Now, there's speculation Apple will soon come out with big updates for the iPhone 8, which would also coincide with the 10th anniversary of the iPhone. Also hitting a new high today, a much smaller company called Lumentum, whose core business is optical communications. The company reported mixed fiscal second quarter results and guidance. They also reported their first 3D sensing consumer revenues, which might be part of an order for final qualification to provide 3D sensing for the new Apple iPhone 8. 10th anniversary edition, lots of upgrades, maybe even a 3D sensing module to enable augmented reality applications, and no confirmation on an Apple deal just yet. Dow Industrials up 92 at 20,504, a record. S&P 500 up 9 at 2,337, a record. NASDAQ Composite up 18 at 5,782. Follow along at moneyradio.com, live streaming and archived audio. The daily blog is eatthebankers.com.